Blog Talk Radio.
Truth to Power Show, and my name is Beverly D. And tonight I have another exciting and informative guest, and he's called the Chakra Doctor. Balanced Life for You is his web site here. And his name is Gemini Rocker. He is a master chakra balancer and energy practitioner with over 15 years of specialized experience in balancing and tuning all 13 chakra frequency and their magnetic field. Also, his wife, Miss Eve, is blessed with the wonderful gift of vocal healing. She is a tuning fork and vibrational specialist. And so I'm going to pull up the chakra doctor, and so he can get into this fascinating subject. Gemini Rocker, are you on?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I thank you for asking me to be a guest on your show. I truly, truly appreciate that.
Now, what got you into, how did you come about becoming a chakra doctor?
Well, it's one of those situations where you know, as a child, you grow up in life and you know that you're peculiar, you have a strangeness or differentness about you. And, you know, your people around you perceive you as being peculiar or strange, but that just don't bother you at all. But you just know there's something unique. I can remember things when I was 2 or 3 years old that was just crystal clear. And then as I grew up with five other siblings around me, and I was like the middle child. So as the middle child, you learn that you're not allowed to say what you want to say, and the older children didn't want you to associate with them, and the younger kids, you were just too young. They were just too young for you. So you just learn to live a life in the middle of the family. So in that process, I just developed more intuitive instinct about perceiving my own feelings and being in tune with myself. So in the process of all of that, you know, I just learned that I had different types of abilities and skills that was, at that particular time, didn't make sense. But then I found out that I had a natural ability to douse and do healing work, and that just came a little later.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know what to say, if it was accidental, but it became seemed to be a curse, but then it turned out to be a blessing as soon as I received of my spiritual enlightenment.
Great. And so you work with the chakras. Now, for people who might not be familiar with the chakras, can you kind of explain what that is?
Yes, chakras are vortexes. Just as there's vortexes in space, and there's also vortexes here on the planet that we live on, and these vortexes are like energy grids. And people who are familiar with those vortexes, once they understand what vortex, electromagnetic energy, electric energy are, then they're able to manipulate that energy to create a particular result. So as an example, there are vortexes in Egypt. We know the pyramids, there's a large vortex there. We're familiar with the Bermuda Triangle. We know there's vortexes there. We know there's strange things happen around those particular vortexes. But people didn't understand, don't understand that we have vortexes also in our bodies, well around our bodies, that resonates around our aura. And once you're able to tune into that vortex with understanding how grid lines and things and ley lines and things like that work, then it gives you a little bit more information about how the body is actually designed, how the grids and the planet that we live on is actually designed the way that our bodies function. So if you want to know about, if you want to know more about your body, then the more you learn about the planet you live on, it's just a mirror image of who you really are. Matter of fact, all political systems and church systems and everything like that is designed off of chakras, off of the chakras and mystery systems. And science is constantly are researching energy grids and things like that to navigate their way, you know, out in space to advance their technology. So that information out there is actually what's going on inside of you. For those people that understand the holographic universe, they can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, how many chakras are there in the body?
Well, there are there's thousands of chakras in the body.
Okay.
But the ones that you're really interested in the body is the major chakras. And most people are only familiar with the seven major chakras that run up the center of the body. That's the root, the navel, the solar plex, the heart, throat, and the third eye, and the crown chakra. Those are the ones that are mostly produced in the media and things like that. But those bodies are very, very important, but there's other bodies that is just chakras, bodies that, and not only chakra bodies, but chakra points is important as well. And those are the ones in the feet, the ones in the knee, and the ones in the hands and the elbows, places like that. And those are the ones that people are not in tune to. And in order for you to be balanced on this particular plane here, you have to have those particular chakras in order and in balance. I don't know if you ever ran into some people that has spent all of their time opening up their higher chakras, but when you're sitting there talking to them, they look like they're, or they behave like they're out in space somewhere, like they're detached. And the reason why is because their lower chakras are not in sync and functioning with the other chakras.
Wow. Okay. And so, so when you do your work, so how do you do the healings? What do you do when people come to you? What are they coming to you for?
People are coming to me for two things. They're either coming for healing, or they're coming to for ascension. They're trying to access their higher self, and they're trying to access that realm where they can communicate with their higher self and their higher self can communicate with them. And so the people that does a lot of reading and they do a lot of studying, but they're not able to put the, you know, put the pieces together and it becomes a major struggle, they usually come to me, or the spirit usually draw them to me, and then we usually do the work. And there's a process in working with chakras. I know that yogis and people like that say it takes about 7 years or 5 or 6 years to open up your upper chakras. At least it took them quite a bit of time to open up their upper chakras, and with the different type of yoga techniques and meditations and things like that. But ancient Egypt, they were opening up chakras like it was yesterday. And I'm talking about part of Egypt that existed before the influx of the Europeans. So most of the information we're going to get right now is based out of Egypt. It's going to be based upon their interpretation, which is part Egypt and part barbarian and part a bunch of other stuff. So it looks like the universe is held back on a lot of the real deep stuff or the real spiritual stuff, and they're revealing these techniques right now through those people that are willing to make the sacrifices to reach those higher vibrations to act. To access that, those particular wavelengths.
So say, for instance, that someone has arthritis in their knees, and so you can open up that chakra. Would that reverse that dis-ease or how does that work?
Well, maybe the first thing that before we get into maybe discussing things like that, I will probably need to cover some very important things that have to be addressed before you even get into opening up chakras. Because some people think opening up chakras like turning a knob on the door and opening it up and stepping right in and bingo, butter bing, butter boom, I'm here, and things are getting ready to happen. But it's not like that at all. Chakras is a vortex, and we have an aura, and that aura is energy that's rotates around us. And if your chakras are closed, then that energy just rotates right around those chakra points. So there's no energy getting in those vortexes at all. And so what you have to do before you start going into any kind of energy field or going into any type of energy vortexes, you have to do a preparation period. You have to go through a preparation first of preparing that particular person. And the first thing you have to do is you have to measure their energy. Once you find out how far that their energy, which is their light, how far it resonates outside of the body, if it resonates outside of the body, gives you a general idea on what you're dealing with that particular person pertaining to their particular illness, whether it's mental or whether it's physical or whether it's spiritual or whatever. Another thing you have to understand or try to understand is that when you're dealing with energy, you know, you're dealing with high and low energy. In churches, they'll give them names. They'll give them names of spirit names and things like that in order for them to keep up with them. But basically, it's all about light. It's all about vibration. It's all about high vibration, low vibrations, and things like that. So when I measure a person, first thing I'm going to do is measure their aura to find out how compacted that their energy is. Because that tells me the types of struggles and things like that that particular individual is going through. So if that person's aura field only extends about 2 feet or maybe 3 feet, then I know that that person is carrying a lot of stress within his body. And then what happens is over a period of time, the body is not able to handle all this stress, and then it starts attacking the organ. And generally, the last thing to go is generally the heart. And so when the heart is receiving high blood, when the body has high blood pressure and things like that, that means that there's the only energy that's resonating through that person right there is through the heart chakra. But I said that to say this. Before you can go into that energy field, the first thing you have to do, you have to prepare the energy field itself. The energy is composed of negative energy and positive energy. A lot of times that the name negative and positive has been mispronounced or misunderstood. But I like to say the energy should sit on the left side of your body, which is negative energy, and energy should be on the right side of the body, which we call positive energy. Now, this energy swirls either in a right direction or swirls backwards in a left direction. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if all of this negative energy is all over the place in the body, that's not a good environment to start opening up chakras, not at all. So what we have to do is we have to come in, we have to clean that negative energy out. And so you say, what is negative energy? Negative energy is your life experiences that you held on to that you thought that might have been for you, but it weren't for you. It was someone else's toxicity that you might have received. And over a period of time between that and principalities and things like that, is basically life has beat you down. Now the body is taking it, now life is taking a toll on the body. So what we have to do is we go in there and we balance that energy out so that the perpendicular part of the body, which is the central chakra area, is completely neutral, where there is no energy moving at all inside of that environment. And once that's created, then we can start going into the chakra centers. And the reason why is because you don't want to open up a vortex where you got a lot of negative energy swirling around that individual, and you open up that vortex or that particular chakra, and that energy go into that particular vortex, and it can create all kind of physical problems and physical health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Clean energy first. measure the energy that on the person, then you have to clean energy. Once you clean energy, then you have to set the polarities up in the body just like the polarities are set up on the planet. You have a north pole and a south pole. You have energy that moves from left to right and right to left. So once you create that environment, like splitting the Red Sea, that creates the environment to go on and do the energy work. So I said that to say this. A person is suffering from arthritis, and chances are that person is having problems in their neural system. And when them chakras, and what happens is this, the body is suffering so much that the joints in that is having a problem with, moving, tension, pain, and things like that. So once you clear out all that energy, and once you open up the chakras, a lot of those symptoms and that has a tendency to go away, because most of that is just toxic energy that the person's been carrying.
And so now you are based in Atlanta, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so what about, say, I'm in Michigan, what about if I wanted to have energy work done? Do you do long-distance energy work, or you have the person has to be there?
No, we do distant work as well. Matter of fact, we have about 3 clients in Detroit right now that calls us up and that we do work for them as well. And try to understand that when you're dealing with energy, it has nothing to do with time and space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not conducive to a person having to be here. All you have to do is just lock in on that particular person's frequency and that person's vibration, and you can do the same amount of work whether that person is here or whether that person is not in your presence. So I like to have them here in front of, especially if it's pertaining to some work that is like if there's drug addictions and
right,
things like that. We like to have the chronic people right here in front of us.
And it also can work with people that has mental illness too.
Absolutely, because most of your mental illness is a polarity issue. The body is set up in a pole, and when those poles is off, just like when the planet poles is off, then the planet around us acts up. We get crazy weather conditions. We get tornadoes. We get typhoons. We get earthquakes. We get a whole bunch of things happens to the planet. And so with the body, when those poles is off, those are the same type of things that happen with us. So once you clear that energy out and you reset the poles, then the body is able to kind of align itself. But not only that, but when you're doing the chakra work, when you do all this clearing and you do all this polarity setting, then the body has a tendency to raise its own light vibration. And then when it raises its own vibration, then the color of energy changes from black or red to white and gold. So when that happens, then what that means is this, that the neurons in that is firing at a very, very high rate. And what happens is that excites the cells in the body, and it causes the cells to come alive, and it causes the cells to rejuvenate themselves. So if there's anything called a fountain of youth, it would be in the energy work. Because the higher the vibration, the higher the energy that resonates in your body, and the more stronger you become, not only physically, but you become spiritually. And your aura becomes much stronger and that. So we call, most people want their auras to be like a bulletproof vest. Matter of fact, the bulletproof vest is just another that is actually a very, very strong aura. So.
Now, what about if a person might have been in an abusive situation or coming out of prison, they need energy work too, correct?
Absolutely. And if you think about prison, why did they name prisons the penal institution? Why was it called a penal institution? Because the people that understand chakras and understand energy and understand the body understands that if they can shut down your pineal gland, they can disconnect you from everything. And the same thing in these psychiatric wards where they're giving shock treatments. What they're doing is when they shock the body, it actually shuts the chakra systems down, and it disconnects you from everybody and everything. And when your chakra systems are shut down, you cannot feel the people around you. You cannot feel the earth you live on, and you definitely is not in connection with the spiritual world that resonates around you. So, and that's very important.
Now, once a person gets this, you know, they come and they get the chakra healing. I mean, if they just need it that one time, is that it, or it depends on the individual? How does that work? Once you open the chakras up, I mean, does it stay open?
Well, they can stay open for those people that wanna make this particular journey. If it's spiritual, mm-hmm. Well, let me fix that right quick. Let me paraphrase that. On the health side, if a person come get their chakras open, that's the foundation of healing. That is to get their energy system open, get their bodies to respond, and hopefully by raising their vibration, it will reverse the diseasement in the body. So it's like turning the light up on in the body that's been dim for a long time. Dim light means disease. So if you come and you have a problem like maybe autism or cerebral palsy, or you have bipolar disorders, or you've had back surgery and knee surgeries and knee replacements and things that, and arthritis and things like that, the most important part is the first part of doing the energy work and the chakra work. But we recommend that those people come back at least every month. And it depends on the individual whether they should come back maybe 2 months or the next 3 months. We usually like to wait 30 days because what happens is when the body is so used to carrying that negative energy around it, and then you open these chakra centers up, what happens is this. The chakra centers will stay open, okay? But the energy that swirls in the chakras and around the body start going backwards. So when the energy is swinging backwards, that means that you're being pulled backwards. So until the body gets used to that energy and get used to housing that energy, then that individual person doesn't need to really come back as often as maybe some of the other. But we do recommend people who have severe illnesses and that to get their chakras and that looked at as often as possible, or whenever they feel that there's a change going on in their body, to come through and let us, you know, go through your chakra centers and check them out that way.
Now, give the people how they can get in touch with you and reach you. Your website, your phone number.
Well, we have a website, and the thing about our website, it's a website that's based with just, we have our bio on that, on our website. We have a list mm-hmm. of things that people call us and a list of things that we do. It's a non-touch system, so we don't have to touch you, even if you're present with us to do the energy work. And what you'll do is you'll lay on a chakra table, a massage table, and we just do the work. They usually take about 3.5 hours. We had a person that has bipolar, and they were bipolar from child on up to there. It was 44 years old. It took about 5 hours to do that person, but that person is off their medication right now.
Great.
But at the same time, you'll go to our website. You'll see what our prices are. And if you want us to come to your city, those are our prices, but if you call and we can talk and we can decide how you can accommodate us. What we're working on now here in Atlanta is we're going into people's homes right now, and where people got 4 or 5 different family members there that are suffering from different types of sicknesses or illness, they'll have us to come there and talk to them about the energy work, especially if medicine isn't helping or medication is beginning to be toxic in the body. These particular people are now looking for alternative methods of getting relief. And when pain is pain, people are really open to almost anything. So that's beginning to work out very well. Right now we're working, we've had a co-op health store here in Atlanta that called us up a couple months ago and wanted us to come back and display our information in their store again because they had so much positive things to say about what we do. And so they booked us now for the first Saturdays of the month and then the second Sundays of the month. They want us there to display our information. And not only that, but they're giving us room in the bottom of the health food store to create workshops and do some education in that on chakras and things like that, because basically the information that people have on chakras is basically the information that they Everybody knows chakras. Everybody do chakras. Everybody has some familiarity with chakras. But what's the mysteries behind the chakras and how does it work towards healing is a whole new education. And some of the advanced masters out there understand what I'm talking about, especially if they're dealing with specializers in energy and chi. They have a really understanding of what I'm talking about, but most of us don't understand how that affects health. So even if you have a low vibration, your body right now is sick, even with a certain type of chi movement and things like that in the body, you can move that energy in the body. But you can only move that energy based upon the vibration that you're on. So when you get chakra works and get the chakras done and get those open and get all that toxic out of your system, then what happens is you turn the light up and you get more energy. You get more chi that's resonating through the body because the left side of the body brings the earthbound energies into the body and the right side of the body exits that energy out the right side of the body. The left hand brings in the same amount of energy on the left side of the body and that energy exits it out on the right-hand side of the body. And when the kundalini, now it's interesting because when we know about the kundalini, we talk about the kundalini as a serpentine fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when every area where that serpentine fire crosses, it crosses at a chakra point. Well, in the Bible, they call that a gate. And that gate means that when you fell, that gate was cut off from you. And it was cut off in the different seven areas of the chakra centers. So once you hit rock bottom, which is the root chakra, which we say is where the kundalini seats at, and you want to ride, the object is to open those particular gates. But in order to open those particular gates, you have to go through a rite of passage. So the energy, so when you open up those chakra centers that's going up the center of the body, the energy no longer swerves like a snake. It goes straight up perpendicular, just like you would see in the pillars of the Kabbalah symbols, things like that. People don't understand that, but that's exactly how the energy is supposed to flow, straight up and down the body, taking the shortest route. But the only reason, and it's interesting because everybody have their own different types of techniques that they use, and I'm not going to knock that, but I'm just talking about what works for us and what mm-hmm. seems to be working very well with us.
Now, the chakra spins, are they supposed to spin in a certain direction? Or when you say that the chakras are closed, do they stop spinning altogether?
No, when I say that your chakras is closed, it's just like taking an open fist
mm-hmm.
and closing it. Nothing comes in and nothing goes out. But at the same time, if you blow over that, then it's just air blowing over a closed chakra. But if you open that fist and you blow, then that's air going down not only into the chakra, but it's coming out of the chakra. But the vortex actually sucks energy in. The vortex is an electromagnetic field is what it is. And what it does is it takes energy into the neural system of the body, okay? And the body responds to that during the nervous system. It goes to the etheric body, which causes the nervous system to respond to that energy. It's what causes the hair to rise up on your body. These are the type of things that where you, or if you ever go to some of the holiness churches, you see this cool energy that rises through there, and everybody just gets to jumping and shouting.
Mm-hmm.
It's that type of energy that you're trying to resonate within your body, all over your body and all within your aura. Here's another thing people didn't understand, especially females. Every time that a female gives birth to a child, what they've actually done is this. Their lower chakras, if their chakras is open, and I wanted to tell you that we also get women who are pregnant to get energy work done because they want their energy right so that they're not passing that negative energy or that negative vibration onto their unborn baby. But
mm-hmm.
anyhow, when a woman comes full birth after she had her chakras open, they're literally, the lower chakra centers, which is the root chakra, have to literally, that energy field or that aura has to literally stretch and open up in order to let that particular child or that particular baby through. And what happens is after that baby comes through, there will always remain a hole there in that particular area of their chakras. We call that the root chakra.
Hmm.
happens is it is very difficult for her to maintain energy level because she passed not only a portion of her life to that child, but she also released a certain amount of energy through that particular child as well when she opened up to give it. So there's a hole, just like a slow leak in a tire. And unless you get that energy sealed up and get that seal fixed, then it'd be very, very difficult for her to maintain her energy level again. And most of us right now that's walking around, the problems that we're having is because we have too many holes in that within our aura, and we can't maintain energy. You can meditate, you can do Tai Chi, you can do all this, you can get your energy up, you can get it resonating, you can get the buzzing real high, and then maybe in a couple of days you feel that you're right back running on a flat tire again. And that's a real tell sign that you have energy leakages in the body and that you should find a way in order to get those particular leaks sealed up or get that aura, those leaks in that aura sealed up and get that energy built back up there, and you'll find out that you have a lot more stamina.
Mm-hmm. Now, you speaking of baby, now, will the baby need energy work when they come out, or do they wait till they get a certain age?
No, generally when a baby is born, that baby chakra center is blazing. I mean, it's so blazing. It's blazing so much that you can look, that most females can look at other females and say, you're pregnant. Well, why do you say that? It's because you're glowing. Mm-hmm. And that glowing is that light switch that she's carrying within her body. And a lot of times, even some women want a baby so bad because what they don't understand is the reason why they want to be pregnant bad is because their bodies is having such a hard time. But when she comes to have a baby, then that baby's light is also healing that mother's energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when a baby is born, baby chakras are fine. But even though there's times when we go to look at the mother chakra and she wants us to check out the baby chakras, the chakra centers are all open, but sometimes the lower chakras, which is the navel chakras, the solar plexus and the root and the hands and the knees and things like that is spinning backwards, but that can be easily fixed. And the reason why that happens is because of the trauma coming through the birth canal.
And also for the females that has C-section, that's trauma too, isn't it?
Absolutely, because what they do is they cut right into that aura field. They cut right into that energy field. And when they cut into that energy field, the doctor's job is to sew that womb up. But they can't heal the energy around that womb. And here's another thing I wanted to say. People who are getting ready to go to surgery, you need to have your energy work done. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying it like you need to have it done. And when you get out of surgery, you need to have it done. And the reason why is this. When you go to surgery, you're putting your whole confidence into the hand of your doctor. And your doctor may be doing his best to make the surgery a success. And if there's a fault in the surgery, it may not have anything to do with him. It may have to do with you and your energy level at that particular time. And I'm saying that to say this, to try to make it much simpler. When you get your chakras done and you get that energy vibration vibrating high within your body and you go into surgery, then the whole body and the whole spirit and the whole energy is working towards, is present at the time that surgery is being done. And after surgery, what happens is you still maintain a certain amount of high energy and high vibration even after surgery. But when you come back and get your chakras done after surgery, then you seal it up, you're able to heal. Your healing time become almost half.
Because you get rid of those leaks that's in there.
Because you filled up those particular gaps and those areas in that has shut down, those vortexes in the body, which is the chakra points in that is shut down and closed, you open them back up. And when you open those back up, the light in the body resonates at a higher vibration and a higher frequency. And when the higher is on a higher frequency, then your whole neural system raises the transmissions, the transmitter on the cellular level to a higher vibration. Now the cells are excited, the nerve endings are excited, the blood vessels are excited, and the body is going through the process now of healing itself, and it cuts the healing time in half.
Now, when you do your chakra healings, do you use stones, pendulum? How do you do your healing?
Well, I use the crystals, and I use them as a I use them as a pendulum. I've been dowsing for about 15 years, and so and it's interesting because the same guardians that gave me this gift of dowsing is the same one that prepared me to do this particular type of work here. So I like to say that it's not me dowsing, it's them mm-hmm. dowsing. I'm just allowing myself to be in the middle Buddha, or in the middle pillar, and allowing them to do the work, and I'm doing the intuitive work by listening and following directions. So can anybody do this? I suppose they can, but I would say that if you're doing it and you're going into people's energy field, you definitely didn't have yours raised. Your energy need to be raising at least above your crown chakras or even higher.
And so you use a pendulum and you use the crystals.
Yes, I use the crystals. Use crystal
okay.
pendulum. Yep.
Okay.
And that's
now,
how I things I see, something I can see with my eyes, but that I can't see with my eyes, I would douse and look for it. And that I can't intuitively or get a clear understanding on, I'll douse it and find it and track it with the pendulum as well. So when we do the energy work, not only am I going through the 13 point chakra points in the body, but I'm also going through each one of the organs and each of the glands in that, because you'll find out that a person that is suffering from most sicknesses and diseasement are also having glandular problems as well. This is the theory, and this is the theory behind that, is the fact that I want the people to try to understand that they are a product of their glands. They are their glands because it's the glands that created this body. You were birthed out of the glandular system of the body. The gland sits right in the middle of creation. And I'm going to go a little metaphysical.
Okay.
Physical, okay. So what you have is you have the spirit. We call it the soul. You have the spirit or the soul. And then you have the glandular system, and then you have the physical body. So when you're, most of the light that we have in our body is going towards our glands. You can, because the body has the self-preservation system that it works on. When your glands is healthy, the whole body is healthy. When your glands are not healthy, then there's diseases in the body, and now you have to douse and find out what's going on. I can guarantee you, if I find somebody that's got high blood pressure, they're having glandular issues or they're having energy issues in order to maintain energy in their body. They never have enough energy. And then when they get energy, they can go from 0 to 95 at a drop of a hat. And when they're going to 0 to 95 at the drop of a hat, and I'm talking about personality swing, then what's happening is that's messing with their poles. And that's telling me that their polarities are off. And they're angry, and the body is responding because it's trying to regulate it. And that particular person that's housing that particular body is frustrated because he's going through spiritual persecution or spiritual diseasement. And the person is actually looking for relief and help.
Wow. So, go ahead. This is an alternative to, for people that are having – are not getting any results from traditional medicine. This is an alternative.
Absolutely, and I can assure you, when a person's energy body and their auras and that is healthy, and their chakras are healthy, then the universe is, then they're no longer. It's interesting. People, it's interesting. On the metaphysical level, we understand that the suns that we know that's in the universe or around our galaxy, we understand that they communicate. And it makes sense because we are a sun, too, and we communicate. So they communicate on the cosmic level, and we do it on the micro level.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person's energy field is healthy and vibrant, what happens is this. They're no longer having to do a lot of mental work in keeping their bodies going. because the Earth has its own particular grid that's available that comes up through the foot that balances that energy. Because when those chakras is open, you're pulling in the Earth grid energy, and the good Earth energy is coming in through the body. Then you're also pulling down on the cosmic energy that's coming from above. And both of those meet in the solar plexus. And what determines whether that energy is going up or down, or round, or left or right is the conditions of the heart. In other words, you can open up a person's chakras, you can seal their energy, you can raise their vibration. But if they have something in them that want to have a negative heart, it will change the whole environment and go right back to where you started from.
So the heart chakra is a very powerful and important chakra.
Absolutely. And when you think about it, the heart is the strongest muscle in the body. So why did its designers and its creators put that chakra right there in the center of the heart? That is the heart. Judgment scene, the Egyptian judgment scene. That's the judgment scene of Maat. That's the story of Maat in the Egyptian realm. It's the heart. It's the wane of the heart. The heart and the feather. And when the heart and the feather is balanced, then the whole body is balanced. See, the Egyptians were more interested in energy than they were in worship and some of the other stuff that people are talking about. But they were just masters of energy. They were mastering and exploring the magnetic and the electric fields, not only here on the planet, but they're also discovering those in their bodies. And not only in their bodies, they gave them a greater understanding on how to direct astronomy and everything, because everything is centered around the body. And a friend of mine said, if you can't take your knowledge and apply it to your body, it do you no good.
Wow. Now, did you give the people your website and how they can reach you?
Well, here's my website. My website is The Balance of Life for You. It's the number 4 and the letter U .com. The Balance of Life, the number 4, the letter U .com. My email address is the same name, stuff is at gmail.com.
Go ahead.
You can call anytime. If I don't answer the phone or my wife doesn't answer the phone, just leave a message and we'll get in contact with you. If you want us to come to your city, then please give us a call. If you wanted us to do some group work and some group education and some workshops and things like that, please give us a call. Just want to let you know we're available. And I love Detroit. I still got family up there, so it just gave me an opportunity to camp out up there.
Great, great. Now, if you have some questions that you would like to ask the chakra doctor, you can call 347-215-8041. That's 347-215-8041, and push the number 1, and you can ask the doctor you have a question or a comment. Now, can a person use their chakras to manifest? Once you raise their energy level, would it be easier for them to manifest what they're trying to manifest?
Well, absolutely. That was the Egyptian methods. That's how they that's how they were able to create the things that they created. They understood that everything is about energy. But once you can understand that how that energy manifests in the body and in you and in your spirit, and how all that is connected into one, you can perform what the Bible would call miracles. You can make things happen. And I said that to say this. Everything is energy. And the most powerful, the most wonderful thing about energy is the magnetic energy that we have. It's called a magnetism. Magnetism is a female vibration, and electric is a male vibration. And it's funny because the upper chakras are magnetic, and the lower solar plex chakras on down is electric. So understanding how those particular fields balanced, and also keeping the left and the right energy on the right side and left side balanced, then what that does, that puts you at a zero energy point. And at that point, that's when you're able to hear, you're able to see, you're able to visualize, and you're able to manifest. The way that you can use your chakras to work for you is that once you're able to master the energy around you by the left and the right poles, and you get your upper and your lowers in that open and get them vibrating right, the pineal gland and the pituitary gland works in harmony with each other. They're like a binary system, just like a binary star, just like Sirius A and Sirius B. One is magnetic and one is electric. Once you understand that you can bring things, or you can create that image inside of your head. Once you create that image inside of your head, then you need once you visualize that inside of the head, then you're able to use your chakra energies to push that down into the lower chakras, into the lower chakra body, and through the solar plex, that's where you can make those things manifest. Now, this is what's great. Not you that's also doing it. It's also the universe is also making those things manifest for you as well. So you're not only in harmony with your own self, but you're also in harmony with the planet. You're also in harmony with the cosmos, or with the galaxies and the stars and that.
Wow, that is so interesting. Now, with the chakras, with they spinning, it kind of puts you in the mind of like the propellers on the airplane.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, so you have to rise because you have all of this spinning going on. Now, are they supposed to spin in a certain way?
Well, you know, I've heard different people with different methods of dealing with the chakras, and some people like to challenge me on that. And so I say, well, you know what, who's your teacher? They say, that's my teacher. I say, well, you should follow your teacher. But I'm different. This is not how we do it. What we do is all chakras need to spin to the right.
Okay.
Because spinning right means moving forward.
Okay.
And backwards means going backwards. And if half of your chakra is spinning forward and the other half is spinning backwards, then you are stuck. And when you become stuck, then you're sitting stagnated in time. And that's not the
Yeah, and I've seen people that hold the pendulum over a person's each one of their chakras, and sometimes it spins. They all seem to spin in a certain direction, but then sometimes it spins a little bit, and then sometimes it just spins real wide. So does that mean that that chakra is open and the one that spins a little bit is trying to be closed?
Well, you know what's interesting? That's a very, very good observation, very good question. You know, I can't answer that, and the reason why I can't answer that is because I don't know anything about the person that is the practitioner using the chakra. I don't know what his channels are. I don't know what thought processing is going on at that particular time. I can only speak of mine and the guardian that is doing the work through me. So I can't sit there and just say that, you know, because the universe and your universe may operate different than mine, but the objective is to get a wonderful result.
Great, great. And you're right. Everything is energy. That's what we need to get back into. We need to get back into recognizing that and using this energy field and understanding it also, too. So when you come out, you also if a person wanted to invite you to their city, you also give them a class or something on what you do?
I would definitely do a lecture. Definitely do an educational lecture, information lecture, and give them a method lecture on what we do. But when we come only if there's a certain amount of people that's wanting energy work done, because we got enough lecturers on the market now. We have enough people that is teaching, and we're just lack of practitioner because the people are out there suffering.
Okay.
So when we come, we want people that is interested in receiving the blessings, basically. And that is our motivating point. Reason for leaving the city and going to other city. We want your community to be healthy. And here's this is very, very interesting, Beverly. If if you get your chakras, the average chakra aura, the energy around a person that's open, should be a minimum of 30 feet in circumference.
Okay.
Just sitting here, just reading the paper, your energy should be at least 30 feet. And full activation means that you are very, very in tune to every seventh body that exists within that aura field. Okay?
Mm.
Now, think about this. If your chakras and your energy field is resonating at 30 feet, and you got three people in your family whose aura is also resonating at 30 feet, how much energy is packing at home?
Wow, yeah.
You don't have to think about what to do. You just wind up just doing it because the universe is motivating you and shifting you to do it. Everybody's thinking on the same thought. Everybody's on the same vibration, and everybody's filling in each other's blanks. Everybody's speaking and filling in the blanks for each other. And that's what we call the one. And what's lacking in our community is that the principalities that that's available now has taken and shut down and dummied down our light. We're needing to turn that light up, and we don't have to say, what do? You just know automatically what to do.
Now, someone is asking, do the tuning forks open up the chakras and correct the directions they are spinning? What about the tuning forks?
Well, what the tuning forks does, it's a... When you're going into a person's vortex, you're going into a person's energy grid, what happens is that person mentally can control a certain amount of the work that I might not be able to do. So I might be sitting there working on a chakra for 10 minutes because the person is sitting there thinking on their mind of what I'm doing, and they're also, this like a resistance, okay? But the great thing about the sound and the certain tuning fork techniques, you can break through that. You can break through that conscious mind into that subconscious mind, and that person will let go. So the tuning force is like an accelerator or a push. And people say, well, what about people say that light came first and then came sound? But no, what came first was thought, and light and sound came together. They just came in different, they were just different signatures in creation. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because as you raise light vibration and you raise sound vibration, they're all operating on the same frequency. So a person can be a master of sound and can do the same thing that a person can do with light.
Well, like you say, they all vibration.
It's all about vibration. So once we understand that even the knowledge that we have, in order to activate that knowledge, in order to activate the mystery knowledge that we have, when you raise the light vibration and you raise the energy within you, then the whole system clicks in. Your understanding, you can pick up a metanetter, you can read it. You can pick up different magical books and you can understand it. And then you start understanding how light and that resonates in the chakra center, because there's one thing that people don't tell you about is that chakras also has a shadow and a mirror side to it.
Hmm.
And there's a mirror and there's a shadow side to the light, to the upper chakras, and there's a mirror world or universe that sits below the feet that we call the underworld and we call the dark world. And some people think that all of that is the same universe and all that is the same operation. So the people that's working in that world down there actually think that they can do the same work with the knowledge, based upon the knowledge that they might have read and collected, that they can still do the same type of high vibrational work on the planet to other people, like to other people. But it's not. It's a whole entirely different type of world. So that's
another
lecture, another story.
Right. Wow, that is so interesting. Someone has wrote, I can't pronounce this, SOFFEGGIO frequency have anything to do with the way we resist the frequency, let me see, where they change by the Nazi in the past from the earth natural tones. So they're saying that the Nazis changed some kind of tone. Do you understand what they're saying?
Yeah, I understand what they're saying, and my question to that would be, if they did or didn't, what has that got to do with you? What has that got to do? You know, it's good to have that knowledge, but unless, that's what I'm saying, unless you can apply it to the body, it's just a collection of thoughts. If they did take that frequency and changed it, I'm quite sure that the universe has a counter frequency for it that can make it work for it and not become a negative thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not only that, but if it was, then maybe that Nazi, that information that particular person is asking was probably a frequency that was designed out of the shadow or the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
So if you resonate in those particular type of frequencies, then you're also dealing with that type of energy force. So the object is to stay away from bad energy, stay away from low energy, sweep it out the door and let it stay there. Don't bring it in and play with it. Try to investigate.
Well, Gemini Rocker, would you give the people, we're down to our last 3 minutes, can you give them your information again so they can contact you?
Absolutely. You can text me, and you can also, you can text me at this number, 770-560-9895. You can also call me on the website number, and my website is www.thebalanceoflife4u.com. The email is the same name, but it's at gmail.com. And you can call me anytime, whenever I get a chance. I always enjoy talking and educating people with my experience and knowledge of health and energy and things like that. So you don't have to hesitate to call. Just call me anytime, and I'll be glad to speak to you.
And so usually does it take one visit or it varies?
Well, that,
depending,
you know,
on what's...
some people it takes one visit.
Mm-hmm.
And some people it takes more visits, and it depends on the kind of environment you're working in. If you're a massage therapist and you're doing a lot of psychic energy work and you're doing a psychic work, and if you're doing a lot of strenuous work, or if you're working in the sales field and you're running your car on two tires all the time, then you should come by every month and have your energy work done.
Okay.
And then some people have their energy work done just like they go get their nails done, or, you know, it's like, oh, you know, they just make that a part of their budget.
Okay. But
the people who need it, who have health issues, they should get theirs done until they can get the kind of results they want. But it will be half the time that they're spending getting the results. They get this energy work done, they'll know 5 or 10 minutes on the table, they'll know that something is getting ready to happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chakra Doctor. That was very enlightening, very informative. And you will be getting some calls. The people will call you because we really need this at this time that we're in now.
Well, you know what? My wife and I are available, and we just get excited about it, and we would love to be able to help. We even love to come to Detroit.
We need you here to help with this energy field that's going on here.
But, you know, once you get to a certain amount of people get that energy flowing in them, they're able to take off their own, and they're able to expand that energy in Detroit.
Yeah.
So call us if you need us. We're here.
We will. And thank you again, and we really appreciate you and your wife. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and you have a great, great evening.
You too.
Peace and blessings.
Well, thanks for joining, and I will be back with you next Sunday with another guest, and peace and much, much love.